I think so.
Okay. Okay, well, welcome.
Thank you.
First of all, would you please start and tell us your name and tell us where and when you were born?
I'm Elvira Sprague, and I was born in Wauficanet, Ohio, August 17th, 1935.
And where did you grow up?
I lived in Wauficanet until I was 7, and we moved to Lima when I was 7. I've been here ever since.
Mm-hmm. So when did you graduate from high school?
Graduated from Lima Central High School in 1954.
So what was your life like before you went back to school?
Well, I'd gone to Elkhart University in Elkhart, Indiana to become a dental nurse. And so I worked with that for 4 years for Dr. W.L. Brunk in Cook Tower in downtown Lima. And then after I got pregnant the second time, he said, "That's it. I'm not going to have any more young ladies to get married or to have a baby." So I decided then, well, I've always wanted to be a teacher, so took it up later.
Why did you want to take courses at Ohio State Lima?
It was handy, and I've always wanted to be a teacher, and I thought it was an excellent way to do, and my parents lived across the street from where we did, so my mother watched the kids while I went to school. The classes started at Lima Senior High at 5 in the afternoon, so I would fix lunch or fix dinner for them before I left, take them over to my mother's, and she watched them. My husband got off at 5, so he came home, took them home, fed them, and had them for the evening. Then I got home about 10 o'clock.
How did your family feel about your plans? How did your parents feel? How did your husband feel?
My husband was all for it, and my parents knew that it was my desire, and they were all for it, and they helped in any way they could, watching the kids.
How did you feel on your first day of class?
Rather nervous, because I was in with these young kids. I was still young, but not as young as they were, and I felt like an older person with them. But I got along fine with them.
What was the most challenging aspect to taking courses?
Finding time to get all my homework taken care of with the kids there during the day. And that's my study time, so. But we managed.
And what was the best part of taking courses?
Meeting new friends. And the camaraderie with others, and they're going through the same things you are and studying to get the best grade we could.
What is your favorite memory of Ohio State Lima, whether at the high school or at Galvin Hall?
I think the neatness of everybody trying to do their very best and to get a good grade and to meet others, and you still see them on the street and you'll, "Oh, that's so-and-so. Met him in college." So, and teachers that I'd met here are teaching elsewhere now. And, you know.
How did you feel about taking courses from other schools to complete your degree?
I took advantage of it, like Bowling Green brought classes in. And I took classes from Mary Mann's. Also, Ohio State didn't have all the different classes, so when other people brought them in, we took advantage of it.
What kind of student teaching experiences did you have?
That's unusual because mine was quite a bit different than most people. I'd gone to the veterinary about a dog, and he said, "Aren't you going to the branch for teaching?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Well, Elida's in need of a first grade teacher." He said, "Why don't you go out and see them?" So I went out to Elida and talked to, and I can't remember the, I think it was Mr. Gross, but I'm not positive. And I told him my background because I'd been administrator of our Bible school down at Grace Methodist Church and different things, working with children. And he said, "Oh, how are you now?" And I said, "No, you can't do that. They said, they told us in college we had to get our student teaching out of the way before we did our regular teaching." And he said, with your background, you can get it. And I was arguing back and forth with him. He said, I'll settle it right now. I'll call the Columbus. So he called Columbus and he said, you're ready to go. You're hired as first grade teacher at Elida. So I taught the first 6 months. Last 3 months, I had a supervising teacher come in with me. Sally Murphy was my supervising teacher after I had taught all year. So that's rather unique.
Did you have to pass any kind of professional tests?
Not that I remember. On master's we did, but not for undergraduate.
Where did you get your master's degree?
University of Dayton, also here. Took one class down at Belle Fountain. We needed one more class, and a professor said, well, Belle Fountain wants a class, and they don't care what it is. So we'll plug that class in that you need at Belle Fountain if you're willing to go there. So that's three of us went down and got our degree.
Who were the people who helped you the most when you were a student, and how did they help you?
My husband helped me a lot, taking care of the kids, and he'd help with some math and different things. I was a little weaker at the time. Yeah.
What did it mean to you when you graduated?
I was thrilled beyond belief. And my parents got to go and see me graduate. And the kids, my three kids were there too. It was a fantastic feeling.
Had your parents gone to college?
No. My father had grown up in the South. He was born in 1892, so that sort of gives you a perspective. And he says he went to fifth grade, but they would keep the kids home to do farming and stuff, and there were several children in the family, so he didn't go very far in school. But he was the most friendly, energetic man you'd ever want to meet. Yeah.
How did your degree help you personally or professionally?
I think it helped in both because I knew I could do something, I'd done something with my life. We often wonder, what would have happened if I had not gone to school? It made such a difference. And still continues because I still sub. So, yeah.
Where do you substitute?
I was doing most all the county schools. And I, the last couple of years, I did Bath and Elida. Now I just do Elida in middle school. So.
Is there anything you would have done differently?
I don't think so.
What would you like today's education students to know?
Some of the things I had in class, like industrial arts and things, you can use that for the rest of your life. And things that you can do yourself instead of hiring other people to do it, if just do it, figure it out and do it.
Is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
No.
Okay. Those are all the questions I have.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Over.
You're quite welcome.